Welcome to the Entrepreneur's Lounge radio show, where we expose the myths of entrepreneurship and release the weight of it all. Real people, real issues, and real talk with expert solutions. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show as we welcome our host, Alicia Brown, the Joy Guru.
Hello, hello. This is Alicia Brown, the Joy Guru, and I just wanted to come in for this special episode. My question to you is simply, now what? I just got off this amazing podcast interview with one of my dear business friends, Mr. Zach Miller. You've heard him on our broadcast before. He's actually on one of our podcast episodes about being the anomaly. He wrote this amazing book. I have this awesome picture with him, so check that out. But I just finished an amazing podcast interview with him. Of course, there was a video component to that, and was sitting down with him and his dear friend, Tim Ryan. And we just had this awesome time talking about publishing, talking about business, talking about a little things behind the scenes that people don't know about the book publishing world. And it was a great way to promote my publishing company, as well as my personal business platform. So that's why I'm asking the question today. Now what? Let's be real. Whether you're an author or entrepreneur, a brand influencer, or aspiring to be one, the name of the game is who knows you and where are you? Where can people find you? And I know when I first started this quest, you know, I did what they told me to do at the time. So you get your website because you need a website. Of course, you have to have your little business cards. Then, you know, I had written a book, so you have your book and, you know, you have your book promotional cards and you have your press release. And then there's all these places you want to go for, like, where I can get more visibility. Do I want a newspaper ad? Do I want this person to review it? Do I want to be on this podcast? Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. But the question still is, now what? Because the point is, if you have a brand or business of any kind, you consistently have to be out in the media. Doesn't matter whether it's digital magazine media, doesn't matter whether it's magazines, doesn't matter whether it's podcasts, and then some, the news. Can you get on a local TV show? Now what? People need to consistently know where you are. And here's some mistakes a lot of us make. We think we have these awesome video reels or our amazing website, or we redo our websites. We have new pictures taken. We redo our brand, blah, blah, blah. We have this major speaking gig, da, da, da. And then we think we're done. Like, by now I have all this collateral, all this material that people know who I am. And I'm here to burst your bubble. No, they do not. I give you this great example. Oprah has this story, and it dates back like several decades. I think it was her goddaughter, you know, with Gail, and she's a great kid. And Oprah went to this store, and it was this designer handbag, and her goddaughter wanted it. And they were saying, because it was an Italian designer, that she couldn't have the bag. They wouldn't sell it to her because they didn't sell it to people, you know, other than the locals. And people were trying to convince this store designer, do you know who she is? Blah, 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 blah. And apparently they didn't know who Oprah Winfrey was. So I use that as an example to just tell you that you can have fame. You could be a global entrepreneur that's really doing your thing. I mean, you are amazing, but there will still be some person on this planet that has no idea who you are. So the worst thing you can do, and multi-million dollar organizations and businesses have done this, and that is why many of them are no longer in business. It's just get comfortable with everyone knows you. Everyone knows your brand. Everybody knows what you do. Everyone knows what you do that makes you awesome. They do not. So you must always be looking for opportunities to have yourself in the spotlight, the limelight. Who are you building relationships with? Whose pages and stages can you be on? And how can you show up different? You know, one of the things I like about Zach Miller, and he does spell that with a K, not an H, is he's so unconventional. You see him, Zach Miller is the type of person that will come to a Chamber of Commerce event in jeans, uncut hair, unshaved, and a t-shirt. And you will look at him and go, oh my God, who is that? But that's the point. You'll look at him all evening and go, who is that? He's not going to be in the tie. Not to say he doesn't own a tie. He's not going to be in the suit. Not to say he doesn't own a suit, although I'm not sure he does. But anywho, people would look and say, who's that? He's all about showing up and being remembered. He's all about, in his messaging, being different, not having the status quo. And I'm not saying that's what you're going to model after, but what way are you showing up to have the similar results? Where when you're at that event, they can't forget you. But they can't forget you for a good reason. Because some people, the presentation you give and what you say and what you do, oh, they won't forget you. But it's not for a good reason. So now what? You've written a book, or you started your business. Are you doing this great new thing next quarter? Or you want to do this great new thing, but now what? How do you present yourself? How do you re-present yourself? A lot of people don't know you. Or sometimes our messaging is so unclear, they know you, but they don't know how to buy from you. And that's one of the questions, if you did true networking, you understand. How do people buy from you? Because some of us have the messaging where we're wonderful, but you know what? We're wonderful for everything. We can make you a dress. We can slay your hair. We can do makeup. We can help you write your book. We can help you style your clothes. But what do people really pay you for? If they're paying you to publish their book, then that's what you need to market and promote. We don't need to know about these other little talents unless they have something to do with the main thing that either people pay you for or the main thing that you want people to pay you for. So now what? And this is something I'm going to use. I'm going to use the recent United States presidential election, because I know there's many of you, the majority of you are listening to us out of the United States. But I'm going to use this recent presidential election in the U.S. for the perfect example of now what. It is amazing to so many that for the first time in the United States of America, we're going to have our first female black vice president. And truly, if you look at that, it's a win for so many, regardless of what party you're affiliated with, because this woman is multicultural. It's the first time we've had a female in the vice president seat. That is history in itself. But this woman is multicultural, so therefore, she represents a lot of ethnicities when she has that seat, not just African American. And then we have Joe Biden, who is our former vice president, now about to be the president. But I use that as an example because regardless of what party you're with or what party you're for or what you think of those two people, that is their now what. They didn't just wake up yesterday and decide to be president and vice president. They served in the Senate. They've had a lot of things even prior to serving in the Senate that's part of the qualifications to where they are now. They showed up differently. They did things differently. And believe me when I say this to you, they've made a lot of mistakes. If you look at some of their messaging in the beginning to their messaging now, sometimes it may seem like it's contradictory. Because at different stages in their lives, they thought certain ways. And sometimes those ways were offensive to the very people that they were pleading to vote for them today. You can evolve. You can change. Your messaging can change. But your vision has to be clear. There are very intentional, strategic steps that must occur and must occur in a sequence and must occur in a journey and must occur over time to put you in the position of where you want to be. The one thing you cannot afford to do is be comfortable. You never have it. You never are completely 100 where there's nothing else for you to do. There's always another level. There's always another dimension. That's why, my friends, I no longer use the word, this is my, or phrase, this is my season. Because season means something is seasonal, which means it's only going to happen for a limited time. Now, if we actually go with the definition of seasons, okay, then you're saying maybe it's cyclical. So I know at this certain block every year is going to happen. But for me in my life and the trajectory of success that I envision, I can't do seasonal. Because I don't want something to be just banging and hot for me in this season and then it's cold and you can forget it. And I'm waiting for that season to come around next year for it to be popping again. That's not my life. I believe in levels and dimensions. So I'm always working in this level and looking at the next level. working in this dimension and looking at what the next dimension holds. And I would advise you to consider that mindset for the things that you set your hands to do. What next? Now, we'll go ahead and use this caution before we end today in letting you know that you cannot be so what next that you never take time to celebrate the victories, because some people can never receive and be blessed by their current accomplishments because they're so busy with the it's never good enough. No, this isn't the never good enough mindset. This is the simple acknowledgement that you have more things to do. You have more things to accomplish before you leave this earth. But that doesn't mean that you don't accept the victories along the way and take time to smell the roses and look at what you have accomplished and how amazing it is. Because if you go into that perfectionistic, it's never good enough type mindset, then you're just working yourself literally to death, because nothing you do is good enough. And how sad to be so amazing to the rest of the world, but to never be accomplished and successful and amazing to yourself. It's a balancing game. And a lot of us, if we are honest, we don't do it so well, but we can. So let's transform our mindsets today. Let's not sit in a seat of comfortability, because that's mediocrity. Let's go out and approach what we're doing in business and what we're doing in this world as a next level type mindset. We're successful, but we're looking for that next level of success. Why? Because it has very little to do with us. We're blessed to have the vision and we're blessed to execute it, but it has very little to do with us. It's about the legacy that we're leaving for those around us and those to come. Now, I may not be that old, but I'm not that young anymore either. And I'm always looking for the next generation to influence. I'm looking at those 20-something year olds and even those that are approaching 30s. Because the point is, whether I'm teaching them, training them, working with them, or just opening a door to make it easier for them, my hands and my heart, they're always open. Because I know a lot of times what the next generation needs is two things. They need us to open doors and show them the way. But they also need our heart and our arms to be able to enclose around them, to encourage them, to inspire them, but to let them know they're good enough. Yeah, we applaud them and we support them as they're going to that next level and trying to be more successful. But then sometimes we just have to love on them and remind them it's okay to celebrate your accomplishments. And if you choose to just stop right here, that's not a failure. Sometimes you need to rest. Sometimes you need to mull some things over and not be so quick to play this chess game where you always got to be doing something else, 20 years ahead, 50 years ahead, 60 years ahead, that you don't stop to breathe. There was a lot of tension in this current election, but the truth is there's a lot of tension in our world, period. And all of it didn't come with the pandemic. Sometimes we really do need to stop and breathe and reevaluate some things and then ask ourselves, what are we doing it all for? Are we doing it for ourselves? Are we doing it to leave our mark? Are we doing this for the approval of others? Because if everything is about the approval of others, oftentimes you will find that you're working ill of yourself and to your detriment. So I wish you now clarity today. I know the question is now what, because I want to encourage you, if you're clear on your vision and your purpose and your mission and what you're doing, yes, you need to continue to be on other people's stages and pages. You need to be always reintroducing yourself so more people know who you are and what you offer and what's amazing about you and what's next. But you also need to be clear on who you are to oneself. When you look in the mirror, you need to be able to smile and be proud of what you have accomplished thus far and really excited about what's on the way. Because as I share with today's interview, if there's one sentence that I would say for people thinking about writing a book, time waits for no one. And that's true whether you're in business, whether it's your personal life, whether there's something, a vision and goal and dream in your heart that you've yet to even do anything about. Time waits for no one. So sometimes you're sitting on your $1 million. Sometimes you're sitting on your purpose. And if you take your last breath at this moment, well, coulda, shoulda, woulda really doesn't matter that much. All that's left is the record of did not. And I don't know about you, but I'm not satisfied with I could have done XYZ, but just did not. So my friend, what is next? And if you're enjoying these podcasts, especially these CEO talks and these moments we have, I encourage you to continue to follow me at thejoyguru.net, where you can find our podcast page, where you know all the different platforms we are, where you continue to listen to our messages. We're blown away by the response from our global listeners, Germany. I think Ukraine on one of our platforms now has taken over 3% of our listenership. Mexico, Israel, we're all around, but I want to encourage listeners as well in order to join me in new ways. We have sponsorship opportunities we'll be coming out with. Maybe you're a small business owner that has a new product. For those of you that don't know, I'm a managing editor of a global magazine called Communique Magazine. If you follow me on the Joy Guru platform, your doggone sure knows about it. Matter of fact, I just had a 3-page article where I talked about being an accidental entrepreneur, but an intentional overcomer. So you can read that in the November 2020 issue. All the links are on my pages, so you'll know where to reach that. But it's very important because I want you to know the story of how I became an entrepreneur by accident. And that just came by telling my story. And that accidental entrepreneurship actually led me from leaving a corporate job and being 100% self-employed. And today, even the very revealing things I shared in that article about the obstacles, about the personal losses and defeats and battles, even medical-wise, even this year, there's no other life for me. And this was not the life I envisioned. I never wanted to be an entrepreneur. So if that is my story, and there's some of you that are planning and doing and putting things in and it's not working, success can be for you as well. And we can help you. If you know one of my platform themes, it's never too late to edit your life. And that's so true. And that has very little to do with just the book. The same way we can edit the pages of the book is the same way we can edit the pages of our life. But it takes us and our involvement. So with that, I wish you exceeding joy. May you have a blessed and prosperous week. And we're always here to help. But we always want to hear from you. So until next time. Bye-bye for now. From Alicia Brown, the Joy Guru.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Entrepreneur's Lounge, where we expose the myths of entrepreneurship and release the weight of it all. Real people, real issues, and real talk with expert solutions. Make sure you stay tuned to our Facebook page and thejoyguru.net for show updates, announcements, and to learn how you can be a guest on our show.